Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today, we're going to talk about prayer and the power of prayer. I know there are all forms of prayer, the meditation, vision boards, many, many different kinds. But for the sake of this podcast, we're going to talk about it in the traditional literal sense, and you can apply it to anything you want to. Prayer is sometimes answered quickly, miraculously, but then other times it comes in the form of a lesson you need to learn. It'll take you through a journey. Sometimes it's not necessarily a journey that you wish to go through, but it's a journey that you learn. You learn to be the very thing that you're praying for, or to discover the very thing you're praying for. We need to be flexible enough to go through that journey. Many times we pray for others, and as their prayer is coming forward, we see them go through things, and so we start to intervene because we don't want anybody that we care about to have any kind of pain or discomfort. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying God gives you pain or discomfort. But sometimes to learn a lesson, you need to go through various things. So that's why I've entitled this episode, Pray and Get Out of the Way. Because when we pray, we leave it out there. In fact, Steve Harvey, I know probably most of you know who that is. But he said on social media, just believe and receive. And that's basically how prayer works oftentimes. As I said, and I can't emphasize this enough, it is not God putting bad things on us. I believe He is using things that will make us the person that we're meant to be or to answer our prayers. In fact, it's not a joke. It's kind of common knowledge amongst Christians or those of us who pray quite a bit. And that is when you pray for patience. Oh my gosh, it's kind of a universal thing that everybody who prays for patience is kind of known. In fact, I even heard Kelly Clarkson on the Kelly Clarkson show say her mama told her not to pray for patience. Because if you have any doubt that prayer works and prayer is being answered, pray for patience. Because for some reason, it doesn't come to you as a gift, it comes through lessons. And oh my, if you want to develop patience, pray for it, and you will have no choice but to develop it. That's kind of a universal knowledge, and it does definitely let you know the power of prayer. In fact, I want to take a minute to share with you what I'm going through right now that I have been praying for. And I thought I could just get by with drinking my coffee, watching The View, and still thought I would seek the success that I've been wanting. And the company that I was trying to get ahead in, I started noticing that their interest in me was dropping off. So when I approached them and asked them why they're cutting back on certain things, they said they now use algorithms. And they can tell if you're interested, what you're good at. And so for me, that really got my attention because, you know, human beings, you but sit back and let things unfold. But with algorithms, they know more than we think they know. And it made me very alert, and I've been working diligently trying to be something that I guess the algorithm would recognize as a sincere and dedicated person in terms of doing my work. Another example I can share with you is that I used to be involved in acting, and when I'd go on auditions, I didn't want to be nervous, so I would pray that I wouldn't have an ego. And then I ended up having a disability where I'm actually unable to walk at this time. And Again, I don't believe God did that to me because I don't believe he works in that way. But it definitely got rid of my ego, that's for sure. So I think in some cases, he will use whatever is going on in your life. So you need to be aware of that and not be angry when you go through things and try to find the good portion of it, what you're learning from it, how it's making you a better person, because every experience we go through, everything in life is a lesson. And we can look at it as we've learned and we've become a better person for it, or we can have a pity party. I mean, the choice is ours. And that goes to also back to what I was saying earlier about when you pray for somebody else and it's someone that you care about and love and you don't want to see them going through anything, but short of anything being seriously harmful, sometimes people need to experience certain things. And when we intervene, we actually stop them from learning a lesson that could be valuable to how they view and approach life. So let them learn what they need to learn. Again, as I said, unless it's something dangerous or really harmful. And that when you walk away or the person you're praying for walks away, and with an understanding that they never want to be in that situation again. But if you stop them from learning their lesson, then they don't know better than to keep making the same mistake over and over. Life is full of decisions to make. Every day it seems we have at least one. And I believe that if we trust God, he keeps us from making the wrong decision. I think we've all heard that phrase, dodge that bullet. When I think of things that I've almost done, choices I've almost made, there is nothing more soothing than those words, dodge that bullet, because life would have been significantly different than it is today. And I don't think it would have been for the better either. So you got to pray, just walk away, let it be, let it unfold, let it come into fruition. And one day you'll look back and say, wow, that really was an answer to prayer. And when you don't get what you want, as hard as it is to accept, you have to know that it wasn't good for you. Like this job that I'm talking about right now, I am not sure if it's the right job for me. I'm going toward it. I'm doing everything I can do. But and of course, I'm getting a little discouraged when things aren't going my way. But if it continues to be a difficult task, then I'm going to have to look at possibly this isn't in my future. Or if it turns around and when God intervenes in something, it's miraculous how it does turn around, then I will know that it's meant to be. So we really don't need to worry. Somewhere in the middle, we do worry about things. But if we just sit back and let life unfold and believe that it's going to unfold the way it's supposed to, then we have nothing to worry about. There's a country western song I heard the other day, and it said, we're in the middle of growing up and getting old. And isn't that the truth? I mean, either we're growing up, we're learning our lessons, or people say we're too old or whatever. But we're always somewhere in that middle, no matter what your age is. And I believe the same thing happens with prayer and in life in general. We're either growing up or getting old. We're always somewhere in the middle. We don't need to be praying all the time, 24 hours a day. We pray once and done. Again, I quoted Steve Harvey, believe and receive. And that's very, very true. But at the same time, and this involves meditation, prayer, whatever it is, it's important to quiet your mind and listen to that still small voice that's in us. And when we get an answer from that voice, that internal voice, it's hard to explain, and I'm sure most of you have experienced it at one time or another. It's like a bit of wisdom, a bit of knowledge that just comes. So as we approach life and as we're walking through life, if we can be quiet enough, and the previous episodes have talked about keeping a quiet mind so you can listen to that. If you can be in that state a lot of the times, keeping your head clear, free from worry, free from the chatter, and just let that still small voice guide you. And it's not something that you hear all the time. It's like a solid wisdom. And you're lucky if you hear it once in a while. But the point is, when you just let go and let things unfold, you will get the answers, either physically or audibly. What it is, when you live in keeping your mind free and just knowing that you will make the right decisions, you will be guided, then you are free to live in the present moment. And living in the present moment is so wonderful, and it's actually a gift to everyone around you. When you're there, you're present, you're listening to them. And it's a wonderful place to be. In fact, I know in life, we have several things per day or more that we need to take care of. And if you can just take one section at a time and just be fully present with what you're doing at that moment instead of thinking ahead about what you have to do, then you've given 100% of yourself to that situation, to that person, to that job, whatever it is, and you enjoy it more and you do a much better job. This, what I'm about to say, really has nothing to do with what we're talking about. However, I've let my prayers get broader and bigger worldwide. When I think of these other countries, what we're doing to each other, it is heartbreaking. I don't like to see people being hurt. And it is probably the first time I've really wanted world peace. It's not that I didn't want world peace, but I really didn't give it a whole lot of thought. My world was right here where I live. But that's certainly something to think about when you say your prayers. And I think if we all do that and we spread it further and further, that we'll start to see that reflection in the world. I'm trying not to do that with too much emotion because it does break my heart to see how human beings can treat each other. It's mind-boggling. I can't wrap my head around it, but whatever. So I just pray and walk away and believe. So with that being said, there's a lot of power in prayer. But you can pray and walk away and have faith and meditate and listen for that still small voice. It won't let you down. Right now, I'd like to thank you for listening to my podcast. If you are enjoying or getting anything out of this episode or any of the other episodes, I would certainly appreciate it if you could leave a review on any of the platforms that you listen to this podcast on. Thank you. With that, I'll say goodbye for now, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.